This is Counterculture with Marie Buskey on Reality Chick Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm, established 1840. Showy Salbrick was excited. Today was a big day for the free-range faction on Kiwi Farm. Showy's comrade and collaborator-in-arms, Moonbeam, was back from medical sabbatical, having suffered through a crippling case of mastitis. Showy missed her friend. Moonbeam had the ability to make everyone in the free-range inner circle look better than what they were. And simply put, things quite hadn't run as smoothly as Showy would have liked without her. Showy had planned a grand flock conference. All the sheep had been summoned to the stunning free-range pasture, with its sweeping vista out to sea on one side and virgin native bush to the other. The pasture that only the truly blessed and well-heeled pigs and animals could afford. Today, Showy was going to unveil her alternate plan to save Kiwi Farm from its current fiscal and climate catastrophe and to make sure that all bellies were as full as they once were under Napoleon's reign. With Moonbeam by her side, helping to curry courage and compassion from the idle and the idealist classes, Showy was sure she was onto a winning formula. So as the time drew closer and all the sheep gathered and grazed on the copious quantities of vegan sausage rolls and wheatgrass shots, Showy sucked in a deep breath, looked adoringly at her friend and mentor Moonbeam, and they both took to the makeshift podium upon a felled native log.
Friends, comrades, and inhabitants of Aotearoa Farm, started Showy,
still refusing to call Kiwi Farm by its original name.
We're gathered here to present our vision not only for Aotearoa Farm, but the planet we live on.
Go big or go home, Showy thought. She ploughed on.
Poverty and all the social ills that stem from it doesn't come from nowhere. It comes from a tolerance of extreme inequity. It comes from the privatisation of profits and the socialisation of cost. It comes from mismanagement by Squealer and Farmer John before him. They would have you paint targets on those to blame. I'm here to tell you it's not because of the glitter gang or the animal imports or kuni kuni. It's because that feed, land and status isn't fairly shared.
Ooh, our Showy was on a roll. She squared her shoulders, looked into the bewitched eyes of the supine sheep and got set to deliver her final flourish.
Our free-range budget would not be a defence of the status quo. It would show it was possible to ensure every animal was housed, had access to vet sheds and books to read, and every animal will have a genuine opportunity for a good life.
Showy smiled broadly, pleased with her address. She had toiled hours over it and felt she had delivered a diktat that would make Chairman Meow and Comrade Carl proud. Appeal to the downtrodden, those whose bellies were grumbling, glitter was trembling and Chardonnay was shaking. Showy got lost in her poignant daydream and didn't notice when Moonbeam had finished filling in the sheep on her prognosis and treatment and thanked everyone for their well wishes and care. Showy was abruptly shaken from her hypnotic haze by a question from one of the more weathered old rams in the flock.
Yeah, interesting ideas there, Showy. But what's your plan to fund this vision of yours?
Silence fell over the pasture. Showy looked startled. Moonbeam, well, she looked bewildered.
It'll be paid for by those on the biggest and best pastures with the biggest styes,
blurted out Showy, and she abruptly jumped down off the log as the sheep gazed beyond Showy onto one of the grandest pastures on Kiwi Farm with a state-of-the-art echo sty, and wondered idly how much Showy would be contributing towards this new plan of hers. Tune in next time to Kiwi Farm, exclusively here with RCR. That's Reality Chook Radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.